and I'm Zachariah Hughes. As Dallas Seavey was jogging into Nome, his main rival for much of the race, Eureka musher Brent Sass, hadn't left White Mountain. After barreling down the trail at the front of the pack, Sass's dogs had had enough.
It's in their head that they don't want to run anymore. It was my responsibility to control that. And I obviously didn't. Oh, sorry, guys.
Sass had his dogs ready to go right as his 8-hour rest ended in White Mountain, but they wouldn't budge. For more than half an hour, he walked up and down the line, trying to coax his leaders into a trot, but to no avail. Eventually, he brought his team back to the checkpoint on the frozen northern bank of the Fish River, rearranging the piles of straw they'd left not long before.
There's plenty of straw here.
I'm going to put some peat back by your sled.
Okay, great, thank you.
Nothing like this has happened to Sass in his racing career. He wasn't sure what to do next.
It's a pretty hard pill to swallow at the moment. Such is life, and you push things a little bit too far, this is what happens.
He says this protest is the result of running an aggressive race, especially along the last two legs on the way to White Mountain.
Yeah, I pushed them too hard. Bottom line. You know, I last night I debated about camping before I came into here, and probably should have. Well, definitely should have. No probably involved in that. I feel horrible about it. It's totally my fault.
After he'd seen to his dogs, Sass headed back to a building near the checkpoint. A few hours later, Allie Zirkel, who came into White Mountain in fourth place, was the third to leave. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Zachariah Hughes in White Mountain.